Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Be no Squat Fest 2.0 on Wilde and Tausch edition. But boy, was that fun. That was a really fun way to wrap up the week edition. Speaking of things that were fun, the State of the Packers show live from Summerfest was on Saturday. That was really fun too. And you know what's really fun? Today's July 1st. You know what that means? That means there's a new Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin read to be delivered by one Packers Hall of Famer. And that's always fun. Wonder if it has anything about a first pitch included in it. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, both on the ESPN Madison YouTube page and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Also on Facebook and shortly, as Jesse works out some bugs, on Twitter as well. And of course, everything you need in podcast form on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, where you can get all the podcasts you want, and you can get them on your other platforms as well. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, and RIP Stitcher.
What is this?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
What are we doing here?
You guys don't like any change ever.
It's really close.
No, what is this?
Yeah.
It's way too snug.
All right, for those of you that are listening on the radio or streaming on audio platforms.
Way too snug for old T now.
I got a too close of a look at what? Mark Tauscher's nose hair.
Why are we this close?
This is what they want us to use now.
Who is they?
The graphic people.
Well, now I got to, how do I figure out how to stand in the middle? I'm Jason Wilde of Green Bay, slightly distracted by our new video format. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. What happens when we go to a three shot with you?
Watch this one. Bang! Whoa!
No, they're too narrow. Too narrow.
They're fine. We're good.
I don't
was
like
this
it.
Your idea?
I'm just going to go. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Of course
it.
You don't like it.
Was this, Jesse, did
what
you
mean,
decide
of course
this?
I don't like it.
Is
I
this
did,
your
I
decision?
Did not, no. I actually like our old one.
Oh, thank you for your honesty. And from
well,
this undisclosed
who are we
location.
To please? Who are we pleasing
the graphic
then? None
people.
Of us like it. Who's the graphic people?
Well, I'm
that's
not
like
going to
name
names.
People say.
You've probably never even heard of the graphic people.
Who are the people? Yeah, TJ Hogan's, I know, a graphic guy. An old host of On the Rocks. Is he the one that wants this?
Cool.
He's in the conversation, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently we need
you know
another
who should
conversation.
Probably be in the conversation? OT. J-Dub. I guess,
and jelly.
I guess it doesn't matter for you. Maybe this is great. I don't know. This is super snug, though.
Like, yeah, snug. And now I don't know where to stand. I feel like I'm off center.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, what do you do with your hands when you're I don't know what you do
All right,
with your
well,
hands.
I can't imagine that those of you that are listening to the audio portion of this program are enjoying us discussing our video challenges. But the voice you hear, belly aching, and not just me, because I was belly aching, belongs to the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How was your weekend?
It was good. I have to give credit. And I think, you know, especially for us and a lot of people that are listening that have kids, and I've run into a lot of coaches, the Plover coaches. We played Plover over the weekend. They beat us.
Mm.
They got a really good squad. A couple of their coaches, fans of the show up there in the greater Stevens Point Metroplex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to give some credit to tournament directors and the people that operate these tournaments that all of our kids go and play at. I'm not talking about, like, the club sports. I'm talking, like, when you go to Sun Prairie hosted a tournament this weekend, and that's why I'm kind of putting my hat in the ring here. But when you go to Fort Atkinson or Janesville and you complain about schedule times and you say this, I think we all need to check ourselves a little bit. There are some coaches over the weekend. We played Friday, and then a monsoon hit the greater Madison area Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, we probably should have just scrapped the tournament. Probably should have just said the heck with it. Fields were just drenched and beaten up. Got a text at about 7 a.m. Hey, if we want to play today, parents, better get your butts down here. So we
Diamond
consolidated,
dust.
Got down to some of that diamond dry stuff, yep, and we pieced it together and somehow got all the games in and was able to play later Saturday, hammer through all the games yesterday, and I fall victim to this. We went to a tournament a couple years ago, and I complained. It was all the umping and all this other stuff, and then last night as the tournament was wrapping up and I'm sitting there, I was kind of thinking, you know what, maybe people shouldn't be such blank holes about stuff and say, you know what? It's pretty lucky that we're able to get games in, and even though maybe the tiebreaker doesn't go your way or such and such and this and that, maybe we should be a little more appreciative of what happens and the time and effort that some of these folks put into getting this stuff done, really for no pay. So I'm giving a kudos and an attaboy to tournament directors. Usually I'm a snowplow guy, right? That's my big for people that organize and direct these youth tournaments that aren't making money, and it is a complete slog. I'm tipping my cap to those folks today. That's why I'm opening up today's show.
Okay. As I often do, I have some questions.
Yeah, go
so
for
what
it.
What led to this epiphany?
A lot of controversy. A lot of stuff.
So this was not just, you know, we got done with the tournament, and I was so happy that I was just thinking about tournaments, and
hold up. I said that after Janesville. Janesville's group did a fantastic job. They had rain. I said, kudos to them.
Is
I wasn't intimately involved with that.
Wait a minute. Now, is that the tournament that I wasn't here then afterward and you complained about having to pay a portion for the tournament that wasn't fully played? Is that the same tournament?
No, that was last weekend that we didn't even get to play. And right. I don't know. And I didn't bring it up yet because I am not certain that we did. If we got 100% refund, I'm great with it.
Okay.
But there was a stipulation that we're only getting 75%.
Oh, stipulation.
And that's hogwash. If you don't play, you don't, you know, come on. Like, what are you doing here?
Okay.
So I am waiting for my scorn to come out until I get all of the information. I didn't, I didn't even bring it up.
Can you?
It was private text messages that shouldn't be brought up on air.
Oh,
but you did.
I wasn't here, and I was.
Well, that's why we didn't bring it up.
Under the impression that was brought up on the show.
Can we all agree, Jason? Can we all agree if we sign up for a tournament and the tournament is by no fault of their own completely scrapped, you shouldn't take 25% of them. It should be 100% refund. Can we all agree on that?
I'm not sure, but so there were. In your words,
what do you mean you're not sure?
I would need to know more of the specifics. I don't know what's the overhead for a tournament.
You didn't get to play a single game, none.
Yeah, yeah. It can't control the weather, though.
I agree.
So were there as you put it, blank holes who were confronting you and your brethren on the committee.
I'm not the tournament director.
But no, you were
the committee director. Took some heat. Took a lot of heat. And you never realize it until you see it and you hear about it. And I saw the heat that was coming on old boy's stove. And I just was thinking afterwards how, you know what, man? Everybody complains about stuff. Oh, you know, this thing, you know, with the tryout dates. And
yes, they do.
And by the way, no, don't look at me. I complain about other stuff. I don't complain about that stuff.
No, I didn't. No.
That's more you.
You said everybody complains.
Yells at the refs and does the other stuff.
Yes, that is a very accurate
picture of what
happened.
You both just started the show complaining about our new video setup. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, because there's no dialogue. I want dialogue, Jesse. I'm all right if we do this, but dialogue's nice, right?
You'll get a 25% refund on the... So there were people being blank holes to your tournament director, and that's what made you realize that we need to be more appreciative of the people that put these events on for our kids.
Yeah, I think we all sit here, and I know you. There's nothing in your life that you enjoy more than going to watch a practice of your daughters or going to games. Like, that was the only thing. The COVID lockdowns and everything else you didn't really care about, except that you miss sports, your kids' sports.
I
just look at this and how much enjoyment that families get, and how much work goes in. And I think it's time that we sometimes smell the roses and say thank you. That's all. And yes, it's because people were jerks, and I understand how that goes.
Not the Pullover people,
we had
though.
We had coaches preemptively, which has never happened, say, we don't feel like we get a fair shot if we're playing in Sun Prairie against the Sun Prairie, and the team is better than we were. That was the part that blew my mind, and that frustrated me. So all in all, there's so much stuff that goes into, because we take sports way too seriously, especially at the youth level. That's what happened over the weekend, and I came out of there actually thankful for the whole thing.
Nice.
Thankful that I saw this and understood it, and I think I just want to make sure we all appreciate, because there's probably more tournaments left for everybody, and we should appreciate that as we finish this summer sports season, I guess we call it.
Wise words from old T. What would prevent teams from getting a fair shot when they travel to the Prairie of the Sun and face your teams?
So,
biased,
I don't know.
Umpires,
I mean,
fields,
listen, we always think
scheduling.
No, I think it's umping, and I think it's, you know,
Jesse lives in Sun Prairie. Hire him.
I know. We should have hired Jesse, but he's too expensive. And as we're dumping whatever, how much those bags of dry fit are on the field, that's money just going right out the window.
We haven't negotiated anything. How do you know I'm too expensive?
He's got a pool to buy.
I'm not in charge of hiring umps. I'll send you, old boy, the tournament director's name and number, and maybe you can go.
Don't be a blank hole about it.
Yeah, it just really left a sour taste in my mouth that they would come and preemptively meet with the umps and the managers before the game to say we don't feel like we're going to get a fair shake, which was insane. They ended up hammering us, by the way. They beat the living patootsits out of us.
They beat the what?
The patootsits. I don't want to swear on air. So they beat the patootsits out of us.
That's a new one.
Jesse, if I start to move, I'm out of the picture now. This is going to be
a weird deal.
That's a you problem.
It's a weird setup.
No. Yeah. Maybe it's better for viewers. I don't know. All right. So then you all sat down and had some strawberry rhubarb pie and everything was fine?
Oh, so last night we got together with our good friends, the Brandles. Some call them Baby Fresh.
He called the show. He played trivia.
Yeah, he won. No, not only did he call, he won. But I've always told you, if you said, what is one thing that if your mom was going to make you something, I always tell you it's the strawberry rhubarb pie. Right?
Sure.
Yep. The rhubarb.
What?
I always say it's the rhubarb, which I've never heard you say before. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you like suck down a bunch of airheads before the show today? Or
no, it was just funny.
You are
I always say You just said, and then you botched the line. That's all. It was funny.
You are super squirrely today. I don't know you put in your coffee, if it's a bucket of Airheads or just a can of sugar, but whatever it is, I'm on board with it.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
And last night, we had some of that great salmon that we caught down in Lake Michigan a couple weeks ago. Took some over. We grilled it on a little cedar plank, had a nice meal, played some bocce ball, and then my old podna brought out some strawberry rhubarb crumble cake.
What did they put in your coffee?
And I'm wondering if there's a and then we were debating, is rhubarb a vegetable or is it a fruit? And everybody just assumed it was a fruit. Well, and I Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have Jesse with me. It is a vegetable. Mm, and I don't know. Now, granted, I didn't eat it raw. And you probably put a lot of sugar on it. But is there a better vegetable than rhubarb? Like, from a taste standpoint.
So your mom makes a great strawberry rhubarb pie. We have established that. I just want to make sure we described it by the proper term. Rhubarb is tricky, right? I bet Diane would tell us that if you don't, I don't, does she simmer it before she puts it in the pie? You got to soften it up. Right? Because it's like celery, basically. It's like red celery. No one's chomping on it with peanut butter and little raisins on top, I don't think. So if it is properly prepared, which I'm sure Diane did when she would make your rhubarb pies, that it's unbelievable. I think if you don't do that part of the equation, though, and it like is in your pie and you run into some chunky, firm pieces, that can ruin your strawberry rhubarb pie, I believe. That's just a tip from me because I'm big on culinary arts. But I would agree. I'm fascinated that you actually did some Googling yourself and did not have someone else at the table do it for you and play the role of Jesse.
I did not have Jesse available, so they asked. People thought it was a fruit because it's so sweet, because you probably dumped a pound of sugar on it. Would be
my coffee.
So that's where I don't think just wolfing down rhubarb like by the stalk is probably going to be great.
No.
But all I know is, tell me something. Can you make broccoli into something as good as you can make rhubarb into?
What else is rhubarb used for?
I don't know, but there's health benefits. As I Googled, there's great health benefits. There's the starch. Mm-hmm. It helps your gut systems and your probiotics and all that good jazz.
Sure. Yeah. I've never heard rhubarb really ever talked about without it being in conjunction with strawberry and a pie or some sort of dessert item.
Okay.
So I'm not sure it's all that versatile.
I bet you could be a lot more versatile with rhubarb than you. You have to go something sweet with it because it's such a bitter vegetable. But why can't I make a strawberry broccoli pie then? Why doesn't that taste as good?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Strawberry green bean pie. Is that going to be as good? Strawberry corn. Maybe strawberry corn is good. Maybe rhubarb corn is good. I don't know. Like, what's good, what's not good with it? I don't know.
We can discuss this further coming up, but I think the moment of the show that we've all been waiting for has arrived.
No, you'd be wrong, because I have not gotten copy yet.
Oh,
I will be getting it.
Oh, well, that's great news.
So what I'm going to do is what I did after the long, hard tournament and thanking the tournament directors. I cracked open a Coors Light after the long weekend. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill in more of those mountains. Oh, beautiful. Could not have been a better day yesterday. Could not have been a better day to have a bocce game with some salmon, strawberry rhubarb pie, and a Coors Light with the mountains blue. Oh, baby. Yesterday was the peak of summer. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. It is refreshing. It's crisp. It's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
More rhubarb conversation and maybe some football talk as well. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch is our resident NBA expert, or what do you like to call yourself? Enthusiast?
I don't call myself anything. I let you guys put a moniker on me, and if I disagree, I'll let you know, and if I agree, I'll say, yeah, that's good.
Okay, so you...
Expert. You believe... Expert's probably strong, but am I incredibly knowledgeable about it? Yeah, I am.
So you're not an expert, but you're incredibly knowledgeable about the NBA.
Yes, about... Big picture. I am not a minutiae, what did they run on that screen and roll on in the third quarter, but the big picture stuff, LeBron, I could do a national show on NBA basketball. I could.
Okay.
Let's be honest about it.
Let's be honest.
If you talk New York, Boston... I could talk Giannis and the Bucks, even though all they ever want to talk about is getting rid of him and that he doesn't want to be in Milwaukee and trade him. Steph and Golden State and LeBron. That's it. They don't even talk about my guy, who I think has modeled his game after me, and Nikola Jokic. They don't even talk about him.
The fact
that they lost KCP, I think, has taken the Nuggets from being the odds-on favorite or one of the best teams to... I think they're going to just be a squad now. I don't think they're even a contender now because they lost KCP.
So this is the kind of insight I was seeking. So far in NBA...
Hartenstein from the Knicks going to Oklahoma City is a big deal. That's a big deal.
It's a blow to the Knicks, or it's huge
it is,
for Oklahoma City?
It is, and it's
City.
A great length for Oklahoma City, obviously, and... Oklahoma City's coming, baby. They went the opposite way of what everybody was doing. They just collected picks. And the L.A. Clippers, with Paul George moving to Philly and signing a deal, which they're going to regret. He's a little bit injury-riddled. I don't think he's as great as – I think he's a good player. He is, from a quarterback standpoint, he's not Daniel Jones, but he's closer to Daniel Jones than he is to Patrick Mahomes. You're paying him max. And he's a good player. But he's not. Has he moved the needle for a team to win a chip? No.
He has not.
He hasn't. Yeah. Philly, good luck to you. I got a feeling implode city's coming.
And they paid Tyrese Maxey the maximum.
You could make an argument that the fact that I believe, and this is the part where I'm not in the minutiae, I'm a big picture NBA guy.
Sure.
SGA. Was he a Clipper and was sent to Oklahoma City in that Paul George trade along with 82 first-round picks? Because if he was, that's the worst trade in the history of the NBA.
He was, yes.
That's the worst trade in the history of the NBA. Paul George goes, they pay him all this money, and the Clippers stink. Would they make maybe a conference semis throughout that time? Mm-hmm. Kawhi's hurt. They did this, and now Oklahoma City is built for the future. Oklahoma City was the one seed. SGA, all these picks.
You're big on the initials.
You know, they say blank them picks. They say blank them picks out in L.A. Yeah. Well, L.A. blanked them picks, and now Oklahoma City's riding high, and the Clippers are back to clipping it. And now they got a new building, but they're going to absolutely stink. Good luck to you. Oh, yeah, let's bring James Harden back on a big deal. Yeah, good work, boys. Steve Ballmer shows you money can't buy you a championship. Because it ain't happening out in the clip joint. There's my little NBA take.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Because it really got you warmed up for, I say this cautiously, A new read from Pella, or am I still premature on
and,
that?
Oh! Much like we do with headlines, Jesse will be a part of it some days. Jesse, I don't need you today, but I'm going to need you the rest of the week.
Great.
Just like if you need new windows, there's only one place to call, and that's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now it's time for dad jokes. We got dad jokes all month on Will D. Tausch with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. What do you need in order to cook in a sunny kitchen? Either of you?
What do you need, Tausch?
Need an answer. Jason?
I have no idea. Tell me.
Have you guys seen that movie, Talladega Nights?
Yeah. Wait, are you going to give us the punchline, or are you going to give us the story?
I am, but I'm trying to help you get the punchline.
Yeah, if you're not
first, you're
last.
Before you read the... So, what do you need in order to cook in a sunny kitchen? What's one of the big lines in that movie?
If you're not first, you're last.
Okay. What do you need in order to cook in a sunny kitchen? Shade and bake. My mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Shake and bake, but you need a shade and bake instead. Shade and bake. You guys don't know what a waste of a great dad joke.
God.
But you're not going to waste
that
when you go to Pella Windows. What do you mean, what is that?
Shake and bake.
If you're not first, you're last. Shake and bake is their whole team race strategy.
Yeah,
shake and bake.
Yes.
Well, but that's not what the joke was.
The joke is shade and bake because you have to get a shade for your windows, you...
You patootly?
All right, well, my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has because you guys are inept. Has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends the end of July, and it sounds like with Jason's lack of interest in having dad jokes, we're going to have a fun month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
All right. I don't want to critique your work.
Shade and bake. Shade
and
bake.
That was such a bad joke.
But you started by telling Jesse that you weren't even going to need him today. And then you thrust us both in. Well, yeah, but then you did. And then we didn't deliver, and Your hint was
Jesse
terrible.
Jesse is going to be doing some of the dad jokes. We're going to alternate between dad jokes.
Why can't I do them?
All right. Do you want to do them?
Well, they certainly are better than shade and bake.
Shade and bake is really setting the bar low.
Yes.
July 1st. Yeah, it's early. When have I ever peaked with my Pella reads the first day of the month? Never.
Definitely not the first day of the month. Yeah, it can't get any worse, that's for sure. We spent the weekend at Summerfest doing the State of the Packers show with Alex Strofe and Gabe Neitzel. We talked a lot of Packers. You can check that out in Wisconsin On Demand and, of course, on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel where we streamed it live. I want to talk a little Packers. It's got me in the mood. Here we go. Tausch always says the 4th of July is when you start to get that itch as a player that you know training camp is coming. We'll talk a little bit
Sundays.
About it.
10 Sundays. Hey, 10 Sundays. Next time there'll be some ball. Be some ball being played on 10 Sundays from yesterday.
Well, 11 for the Packers.
I think it's preseason game, right? Isn't it the middle of August, or is it 10 Sundays to Labor Day?
Oh, my God. If you don't know what it is, why are you delivering the statistics?
I listened to the dude that does Red Zone, whose company's getting sued, I believe, or the league.
Scott Hansen?
I think he said 10 Sundays from now, so that means 10 Sundays. I'm trusting Scott Hansen.
I believe he would have. I don't think he would have said 10 Sundays until preseason games start. I feel fairly confident he meant 10 Sundays before the NFL season starts, which starts on a Thursday.
So we're only 10
Sundays
from NFL. That means we're 8 Saturdays from college football.
It doesn't make
sense. Or for Badger fans, 8 Fridays.
Wouldn't 10 Sundays put us in the middle of August, which doesn't make any sense?
No. It's July 1st. There's only four Sundays in July, and then there's going to be four more in August. What are we doing?
What was Jesse trying to fact check us, and he completely butchered it? Is that what just happened?
Yes. All right.
Can we, Shane Bake.
We've been. I feel like
it's the old Shane Bake episode today. Tight copied Shane Bake.
All right, I will have the dad joke for tomorrow. I feel like we need a reset. I'm having video problems. I feel like we're out of sync.
You look like you ate too much rhubarb. That's what it looks like. Kind of.
You've had some good frozen faces on this thing.
Yeah, old boy is like, he is like, man, I should have had that last piece of rhubarb crumble last night.
We will talk Packers mercifully next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
It doesn't look like there's any wiltage coming.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
I think this is going to be a team that gets better and better as their youth gets more and more experience.
Covering the crew all summer on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. But I won't cry for yesterday.
So we did the State of the Packers show, a tradition unlike any other from Summerfest. It's great to be with Gabe and Strofe to do that. 3 hours on the Summerfest grounds. It was hot, hot down there. Very hot. And there were a lot of hot takes that we were working off of, most of them from Mike Tannenbaum talking about Jordan Love. I can't wait to hear what he says next.
Who gives more love hot takes, you or Gabe? Because you do the show with Gabe, right?
And Strofe.
Okay. Well, Strofe is the... Is he the moderator of this, or is this...
No, I mean, he's an equal partner. I mean, he does drive the bus, which is nice, because I get questions asked of me, and it works pretty well. But he has his opinions, too. He was very... I don't want to say he took a victory lap, but Gabe and I last year at Summerfest had cautioned him that it could be a rough year. And through seven games, it was a rough year, and then things turned around. So he felt very good about how the Packers finished last season and that they proved him right that he was optimistic for last season, while Gabe and I were not.
Okay.
So... Sorry, I thought that was a question, but apparently it wasn't. There was no follow-up.
Well, I asked a question, and I said, who gives hotter takes is basically I'm asking you or Gabe. Like, who has more of an opinion?
Neither of you are really hot take guys.
No, we're not, That's okay. Boy, there's another quality frozen photo for me on the video stream. I've got to get... Do I need a new modem? Is that my problem, Jesse? Do we have an IT guy?
You are crushing this, yeah. I'll get our graphics team on it for you.
I'm guessing that this is all their fault for changing the setup. But, look, I am over the edge. I have Jordan Love contract talk fatigue. And I'm glad we spent as much time as we did going position by position and talking about all the other aspects of this football team. Because I can't do it anymore, man. Like, I know Mike Tannenbaum has created...
Just 2 weeks off. You just had 2 weeks
first
off.
First of all, I use six vacation days.
I don't fully understand.
Six vacation days. Six. Secondly, that's all people talk about. It's almost like true.
It's not all, but let's be honest about it. You didn't have this when we were discussing Rodgers and draft. It's not fundamentally.
That's not true at all.
I understand.
I had plenty of Rodgers fatigue. I know that because I've used this blank fatigue before. I'm fatigued. Now I'm fatigued by this. Like.
Did you get some sleep?
No, I'm very well rested.
Stop wolfing all that rhubarb down.
If I seem irritated, it's not because I'm overtired. But The thing that my issue is that nothing has changed. There is a vacuum of reasons to change your opinion. Like, what was Trevor Lawrence's deal? 2 weeks ago now? Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And other than that, what have we got? Jordan Love got engaged. I don't think that influences contract talks. Maybe it does. I don't know. He's got to pay for that trip to Tuscany. But, like, what are we doing here? Like, his number keeps going up because we have nothing else to talk about. At least, and you, as an NBA national pundit, would understand that the NFL punditry, it feels like they're searching for things to talk about, and it always comes back to Jordan Love.
This is always what happens in June and July. Before camp, this is what happens. And I think it's interesting, though. The financials, while fans don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, they do want to get into what quarterbacks should be paid more. Where do they fit in the tierdom of quarterbacks? And I think it is interesting. Now, am I with you in the fact that we have discussed this and had Tannenbaum and Dan Orlovsky? Everybody has an opinion on it. Bottom line is, he's going to get in the mid-50s. He's going to get a 5-year deal. He's going to end up playing for the Green Bay Packers. It's going to happen before training camp. That's my guess. All of the other stuff, but to sit here and act like we're not intrigued if he is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm saying, what has changed about our
I don't think you're listening.
No, I am.
What has changed about the conversation? What is
Trevor
different
Lawrence.
About what you just... That was 2 weeks ago. We just said that, right?
Yep.
In the last two weeks, what has changed? Mike Tannenbaum ratcheting up his hyperbole has changed.
Okay.
Right? That's what's changed. And
well,
I love,
you know,
Mike Tannenbaum,
but
he's not an NFL GM anymore.
You know what hasn't changed? Jordan Love ain't signed. Jordan Love is now on a 1-year, $11 million, or whatever that number is.
Yeah, $11 million he's scheduled to be paid this year, yes.
So, you can say that about a lot of stuff. Like, what's changed about, you know, the Packers football team as a whole?
Right, but have we talked about the other stuff that hasn't changed? Have we talked about Xavier McKinney? Have we talked about Josh Jacobs and the impact?
Yes, I have.
In the last 2 weeks?
Yes, I have, actually. Not to the same extent that I've talked about Jordan Love's contract. But part of it is, on this program, we discussed Josh Jacobs and what he's going to look like with Greg Cosell. Mm. How much different it's going to be than with what Aaron Jones did. So, yes, we have had those discussions. But not to the same degree, because of everybody in this business, you should know the quarterback drives the machine of the NFL operation. It's why they changed the rules. That's why they're the highest paid, because people care more about quarterbacks.
Sure.
And the money that they make, and that the fact that they're getting married. Did anybody care if Rashid Walker gets engaged over the weekend? Maybe a few people.
Tucker Kraft made it into People magazine when he got married.
How'd that happen?
I don't know, but it happened.
Great places, South Dakota.
Christian Watson got married during the offseason already.
I didn't even know that.
All these guys are growing.
The bottom line
is,
Jason, the reason it's intriguing, because it tells you where your quarterback falls. It tells you about what the future of the franchise looks like. It's never about the words. How many times have we had this discussion? What Brian Gutekunst says compared to his actions.
It's
about them actions.
Yeah.
That's why it's intriguing.
His words have turned out to be...
And you can be fatigued by it. I totally get that.
But you know, I think... All right, let me try one more time, okay?
Okay.
Everything you said is true about the quarterback, and he drives the engine and everything else. My point is that there's no... Like, when Jordan talked at minicamp, that was significant, right? And we parsed his words. But it was a new crumb for Hansel and Gretel to try and figure out, right? When Goody said that he's been in our building now for 4+ years, we know who he is, that was a crumb that was worth following as we continued, you and I, Hansel and Gretel. When Goody said, and his actions now have borne that out, that it wasn't going to be a fast process. Remember back in May when there was a segment of folks that thought, oh, May 3rd, May the 4th be with you, there'll be a contract done. Because that was when you were able to do it. That didn't happen, and Goody had said it was going to take a while, was not going to be a fast process. What crumbs have we gotten since they went their separate ways? That's all I'm saying, is that I feel like the conversation, when it has some sort of impetus behind it that causes us to discuss it, is great. And when Trevor Lawrence got his deal, that was worth talking about it that day. No doubt about it. I agree with you. It is what drives the engine of your football team, and it is what drives the engine of NFL discourse and commentary, is quarterback play. You're right about that.
Yep.
What I'm saying is that I took a week off, and nothing has changed since the Trevor Lawrence contract, and yet it was refreshing to go to Summerfest. And yes, you're right, nothing has changed about Jaire Alexander either. But we haven't spent the last 2 weeks talking about him. So it's fresh to talk about that stuff.
I hate to tell you this. Just hold up. Jesse, did we not go through almost a full hour going into Jaire Alexander and Terrell Buckley? We did.
I know you did. We did. Talked about it then after that. So, would you like me to use Kenny Clark as an example? Did you talk about Kenny Clark?
But no. We have discussed Kenny Clark and the fact that this is going to be a litmus test about what Brian Kutikus is going to do.
Let's just start talking about rhubarb again. I'm sorry. Rhubarb and tournament directors.
Jason, I'm sorry, I want to give people credit when credit is due.
Rubbery.
If that bothers you, I don't know what to do.
It doesn't bother me. It was just a joke.
I was trying to do a limerick.
I'm sorry. That's my fault for not knowing you were doing a limerick.
In fairness, this hasn't been Tausch's best hour for jokes.
I didn't write the dad joke that I read.
No, but you delivered it, and the hint you gave us, and then you were mad that we didn't get it.
Shake and bake is pretty commonly known in the Talladega.
But that wasn't the line.
Like, that's what it was. Yes, that's what I tipped you off with. Bottom line is, you get fatigued about stuff because you have to write about it and you're talking about it
on every show.
Packer fans just want it to be done. They want this contract to be done. So do the Packers. So does Jordan Love. And if it doesn't, I'm telling you, it is going to be a monster storyline. If he reports July, and they go down and we're up at Lambeau, July 22nd, Jordan Love is practicing without a new deal, that's a story.
Yes.
That tells you.
Okay, I agree.
So what, for 20 days?
But
so what do you want to do for 20 days? Listen, I will break down Bucks. I will break down
Paul
the Milwaukee
George,
Bucks free agency all
what
day.
What a terrible trade.
Hartenstein.
Tell me.
Sehr gut addition, ja.
Tell me a worse trade in NBA history that has set up a team that was dead in the water to now being one of the top title contenders, and the other team is moving into a brand new building with less hope than they ever had. Tell me a trade that's been worse. I'm waiting.
Well, we're not.
There ain't one.
We're not NBA national experts or not. Experts,
well, I hope is Evan. Hopefully, Evan joins us so I can have this conversation because I don't think there is one.
That Nets trade for KG and Paul Pierce in like 2013, where the Celtics are still getting the ramifications of it, winning titles. That one was pretty bad.
But if you notice, the Brooklyn Nets made a push within that time frame too. But it was a bad trade. No question it was a bad trade, Jesse. I'm not going to argue that. But they didn't give them a future star. They gave them draft picks. They gave them a future star and 6 draft picks. Come on. Come on, man. I'm going to give you my Charles Barkley. Come on, man.
What the heck just happened?
All right. I don't know. We will continue to discuss Jordan Love's contract or maybe other aspects of the Green Bay Packers coming up. My point was not to revisit all the different things you talked about while I was gone for that week.
You kept bringing it up, like, no, you haven't talked about this. But, Jason, we did. Well, you haven't talked about O-line and Zach Tom. Jason, we did. You haven't talked about the center position. Jason, we did. Josh Jacobs. Jason, we did.
No, we didn't. You did.
X. Oh, no.
You did.
I just put him as the most important player outside of Jordan Love on the team.
Mm. Not Rashawn Gary.
No.
I just really enjoyed being on a show in which we talked about other things. It was refreshing to me because, remember, I appear across, as you do, but maybe a little more frequency for me, I appear across all of our shows across ESPN Wisconsin. And Jordan Love is always the topic.
It is.
You just can't let him do anything today.
I can't.
This has been a long day. I'm going to go just sit and eat stalks of rhubarb.
I bet you that retired Navy fella is going to be all over me on Twitter today.
This is like watching a Wisconsin-Iowa offensive struggle between the two of you here.
I feel like I should just
Fortunately,
punt.
It's up close and really personal with this new camera angle. You're getting right in there.
Yeah, nostril hairs and everything. All right, look, I have no clue what we're going to talk about next now. Probably Jordan Love, maybe not. Maybe all the things that Tausch talked about when I wasn't here. What I do talk about when I am here, though, is how much I hope that you never have to call Gruber offices. Because that means you've never been seriously injured in an accident. By the way, I love the new setup because now when Tausch leans back in his chair, he disappears. As he sips his coffee, he's gone. So there you go. One shot on me and all the bobbleheads in the background. Gruber offices. Talked to David over the weekend. The girls were very excited. Every year at Summerfest, they get their new Gruber offices sports T-shirts at the ESPN Milwaukee booth. It's always a highlight for them. They were really excited about that. They had pink this year. But more importantly, that's just one more example of how David and Gruber offices are involved in our community. You see them everywhere. You see the billboards everywhere. You see them supporting all our local sports teams. They are entrenched in our communities. But more importantly, they're there if you ever need them. And if you do, make that one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber offices, one call. That's all. We're going to talk some more. I don't know what about. So stick around. It's Will D'Antosh.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Donna led the big can, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Saleh, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Dancing.
Talk about old boy.
Hey, you're the bus driver, brother. You tell me you don't want to talk about Jordan Love. We already talked Kenny Clark X, Josh Jacobs.
What happened
Zach
to
Tom,
not everyone
Josh
listens
Rocker.
To the show every day? What happened to that?
I don't understand. So, listen, man, there's plenty of things on this show. We do 15 hours a week. Thank you for our service.
You're welcome.
And we chat a lot about the Green Bay Packers. So we cover a lot of ground, I believe. Mm-hmm. But
I agree.
If you're talking right now about this football team, and I am more than happy to delve into the pass rush, the interior part, the secondary. I'm all in. Like what you guys did on Friday or Saturday down at Summerfest, great. I'm all in. But to sit here and act like the biggest storyline of what's going on isn't Jordan Love's contract, you're being disingenuous?
No. I don't want to say that. All right. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I agree with you that it is the biggest storyline. That there's no we're on the same page there. What I'm saying is that nothing else has been written in the book. Like, if it's a book and that's the storyline, nothing else, no pages have been added other than Mike Tannenbaum going off the deep end in his love for Jordan Love. Like, seriously, like, now he shouldn't even answer the phone, was the quote, if the offer is not 10 years, $600 million. Like, that's where we are. My point is that it really solidified for me that we have reached this kind of tipping point where, with the deal not having gotten done and not much having changed, now, if you're talking about Jordan Love's contract, you're basically just spinning your wheels. Unless you're Mike Tannenbaum, and I can't wait. I don't know what he's going to say next about this, because this is his thing. And we love Mike on the show. Like, he's been a great friend to us, and he is always fun and insightful when he's on the show. But it feels like, I said this on the State of the Packers, I feel like we were like his warm-up act for going crazy on the Jordan Love narrative. Like, he kind of threw that out there. He should play this season on the $11 million, and then next year say, hey, I'm not interested unless the number starts with a six, right? That's where he was. And now he has gone from that point all the way to now saying he should get a 10-year, $600 million deal now. So,
you know what I find interesting about Mike's point on that, and he's lived it, so I give him credit for, now he's in the media and he's understanding, you know how I make a bunch of money? I make big statements that everybody is intrigued by and has me on their shows, Stephen A. and everybody else. So he's just maximizing his value by doing this. No problem. That's the game he's in. But think about it from the Packers' perspective, and I didn't see this until somebody tweeted it. I wish I could give them credit. I just don't remember who put it out there. Packers got $26 million in free cap space right now, right? Mm-hmm. Does that sound right?
Somewhere in that range. I will check that.
The reason they have that is because their quarterback is on a really cheap deal.
Right, and they ate the $40 million from Rodgers.
They ate Aaron's stuff last year and had a great year with all of that said. So Jordan, while you always think the team has leverage, and they do 98% of the time, I think Jordan's team knows they have a ton of leverage because the Packers know eventually they have to pay Jordan Love. If it's not this year, all of a sudden, everything gets more and more difficult as these wide receivers get closer to free agency. So while it would be nice and the Packers would be like, well, yeah, we'll have Jordan Love plan an $11 million a year deal this year. That'd be great. It almost feels like that'll be lost money and lost opportunity if they don't sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that money ain't coming back. I mean, you can roll stuff over, but they could use that in a big way towards this deal. And if they don't, A, you're going to piss your quarterback off, and he's going to probably put the hammer down a little bit more if you don't do this. So while I agree we're spinning our wheels, I'm not arguing that. The intrigue of how far is Jordan and his team going to push and how much will the Packers give is still very fascinating to me. And I know we're not hearing a bunch of new stuff, but that part of this, that's what this is about. It's a big old game of chicken. And I don't know who's going to squawk first.
As of right now in the National Football League, there are only six teams with more salary cap room than the Packers.
How on earth is... I mean, just think about that. They're eating 20-some million of David Bakhtiari's dead money, right? Isn't that about what it is? 18 to 20?
Because they have no expensive players across most of their roster.
It's why, I've said this before, Russ Ball is a guru at what he does.
All right. But this is great. This gives us something to talk about to start the 10 o'clock hour. Russ Ball is a guru. Why do they have $26.9 million in salary cap space? I am giddy to discuss salary cap space instead of Jordan Love's contract. And we will do that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, we're going to be talking money when it comes to money. But I know my money is safe at Associated Bank. And not only is it safe, but I get the best customer service in the industry. They just won another J.D. Power Award for their retail banking customer service. I know that if I am a Packers fan, which I'm not, but if I was, I could have Packers checking. And I can have early pay, which means that my paycheck, if I have direct deposit from my employer into Associated Bank, I can get my access to that money up to 2 days early with early pay. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.